Good morning, friends. The preparation today was made by tens number 23 and 24 from Petah Tikva. Let's start with a recording from Rabash.
Rabash, I once asked my father, my teacher, why does it become worse? And I also have a letter with which to answer you, that as well. And it says the following. A person comes to the Creator and he prays from the bottom of his heart that he is worse than everyone. This is called necessity. As we say, he sings in that Shabbat song. To save their soul from death and to revive them from hunger. These are people who feel in spirituality, for them it's like death. So about this, it says, the eye of the Lord looks at those who fear him. Who are those who fear him? Who yearn for his chesed, for his mercy. What do they need mercy for? In order to save their soul from death and revive them in the hunger. Those people who are on such a degree, it's not too bad. I mean, what is he going to do? Well, you have to help them. You're not helping me. You know who I am? I have something. This is what he told me.
As if
he's worse off than everyone. A person comes. I'm not like everyone. They are dumb. I have reason. I know what I'm doing. I think about each and everything. Oh, go ahead and think. But for us, why is that? If you can help yourself, go ahead. I only accept those who cannot help themselves. This is called a prayer for the poor, which is behind all of the prayers. What does it mean? It's behind all the prayers. It's all in one person. Before a person reaches poverty, there's no one to talk to. What does it mean that he has nothing? When we say poor, it's only in reason. I'm not like everyone. What do you mean? Whatever they don't know, I mean, what do they know? And here it's the opposite. One who goes in the ways of faith, he becomes smarter. How come? If he has reason, then he cancels his reason. If he cancels it, he's given more reason. Again, he cancels it. It follows one who has more faith has a greater mind. Why? He's given what to cancel. The person invests, and if he wants to annul, they can give him a little bit of mind to annul. Then he's in his mind. There's a joke that people say, when the Messiah will come, he will heal all of the sick, except the fools. How come? What do you lack? Money. What do you lack? Honor. What do you want? The only thing I lack is I lack a mind. Well, I lack a mind? Necessarily, he cannot heal him because he lacks nothing. Therefore, those who go above reason, they are smarter. Why? Because when we see that he is making a concession, he's annulling his reason, we need to give him what to annul, and the other way around. It is truly a wonder.
Okay, friends, we'd like to talk about now between ourselves to prepare ourselves for this special Shabbat lesson and a workshop question. When I see the friends work above reason, how does that affect me? Again, when I see the friends work above reason, how does that affect me? Go ahead.
It gives me a great appreciation for them, admiration towards them, envy, to see them truly stepping on their ego and walking in a direction that they didn't think of, they do not agree with. However, because of the importance of the goal, they nevertheless do it, and they exert to do it. They don't do it half-heartedly. This, for me, is the greatness of the friend more than anything, I believe.
When I see someone, a friend, walking above reason, I immediately remember Rami, because with this friend it's really outstanding, his decision to walk above reason.
I can see it in each and every friend. Each friend is making efforts, and we can see it. And each effort that a friend makes to overcome himself for the sake of the friends, for the sake of the goal, it evokes envy. Also love. Envy and love at the same time.
When I see friends working above reason, it evokes gratitude in me to the Creator who's engulfing me with examples of annulment.
It is now 3:54. I don't see any friends here who are not going above reason. Who am I to rank a friend according to what? That he speaks nicely or what? My friends in Bnei Baruch are heroes going above reason. This is what the Creator has arranged for them. And they're all worthy of admiration.
I don't know
what it really means to go above reason. How can I measure a friend walking above reason? According to what? To me, it's not clear. It's really not clear. It's a real question for me. If it's an action of annulment or what? I would actually want to come into the lesson with that so we can come out stronger with this question. What does it mean to go above reason? Let us get the force from the upper to feel what it means to go above reason.
Like Dudi, I also have this question. However, after some time in Bnei Baruch, you suddenly realize, after you see it on yourself, how complicated and how difficult it is to hold on to this path each and every day, each and every day. You look around you and you see that all the friends are doing it. Then you suddenly realize how much the friends are making an effort. Even if you don't see it with your own faulty eyes, suddenly you get it. How much the friends are sacrificing for the path, how much the friends are giving for the path. Only from the difficulties that you see on yourself.
Any gambit.